Good morning, everybody. You are listening to Open Line, but we're actually taking a break from Open Line because calling in, as they do every Thursday, it is the Coffeeville Friends for Animals, and we have Becky Barnhart on the line. Becky, how are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing just great. How about you guys? Everybody doing well?
Everybody is doing great. I have my sons in here with me. They're actually in the next room, keeping an eye on them today. So, but everything is going really good today.
Good. Well, I'm hoping that we can say the same for the shelter because, as always, we've got some lovely four-legged friends out there that would sure like to go home and enjoy this gorgeous day with their new family.
Absolutely.
So get that accomplished. And, I kind of want to start off about Paul Prince because the time's getting shorter. Paul Prince will be coming in November the 5th. That's a Tuesday, and they are the low-cost spay and neutering van that comes to our community three or four times a year. They will do a spay or neuter for $40. They want a pet that is about the size of a beagle, nothing larger. Of course, certainly smaller, and cats would be smaller too. So that'd be a $40 fee. And then if you would also like to get a rabies shot at that time for your pet, it would be another $5. So, but you need to call ahead and make an appointment because she gets there in the mornings and she is scheduled all through the day. And so it's a great advantage for people that would really like to take care of their pet.
So
that phone number is 620-232-0907. So call in, make your appointment, and they will give you the rest of the details when you call in. So wanted to get that out.
And, you're saying I can't bring my pet Lion in?
Or your St. Bernard, or your Great Dane.
Exactly.
I mean, I suppose if that's the situation, I'm sure she'll be willing to work with you that, you know, you might go to her location.
Well, it may clear the place out, too. So.
She's in a van. You know, it's a little bit larger than a family van, but still.
Yes, yes.
Accommodation is why I think she has a restriction on there. But anyway, it's a great deal. And my gosh, I have to get numbers, but I'm pretty sure I'm in the ballpark when I say since the time she started coming to our community, we've had like 600 animals go through.
Wow.
Cats and dogs.
That's awesome.
And that has made it an impact on our community. And a lot of the cats that are brought in are actually neighborhood, almost feral cats. People will trap them, take them in, get them fixed, and then release them. And therefore, you know, maybe they're not their pet, but they're helping keep that population down.
Right, that way they're not having kittens all over the place.
We do. We have so many cats running, and it's not healthy for them. It's not healthy for our pets, and so it's really cool that people will take the time to do that. And it's a humane thing to do. It's not bad to trap them because they get the surgery, and we don't have any more litters because boy, those cats are horrific.
They are. that's for sure. I mean, they can have anywhere from 2 to 7. It's amazing.
Yes. And several times a year, I'm not sure how the cycle goes, but it seems like it's more often than what dogs do. But
right.
Dogs need to be fixed also. But so anyway, Paul Prince is coming in November the 5th, and if you guys are needing that surgery done for your pet, might take advantage.
Okay.
So I will go ahead and start talking about the pets we have available because it does look like it's going to be a gorgeous day and maybe people want something to do this afternoon so they could come by the shelter and see what we have available. I'll start with the big dogs, and we have some very familiar names on here, but that's okay. That means the right person just hasn't come along yet.
Right.
We're going to start off with Brody. Brody is our blue heeler. He's a male. He's about a year and a half old. He is super sweet. We have Odie and Bandit. That's a pair of terriers that have come in. They're black and white in color. Our female, she's got the really light blue eyes, and the male's got the gorgeous rat terrier markings, and they're about 3 years old. Lucy is a very sweet lab pit mix, black with white on her chest, about 6 months old. Macy is one of our favorites right now, and I have spoken about Macy several times, but I'm going to talk about her again. She's a black female lab, about 3 years old. She's a sweet, sweet dog. But there's just nothing, any markings on her that are outstanding that maybe people just walk by her. But I wish someone would come in and spend some time and they'll get to know that personality and then they'll fall in love with Macy and Macy can go home. So that's our plan. Lady is a hound dog, and she's a gorgeous blue tick, has the blue tick markings and the dark brown coloring around her ears. We have Dwayne. This is a gorgeous chocolate brown pit bull. He is about 2 years old. Blue is a Boston Terrier mix, black and white, chubby little guy. He's already been neutered. That means if you were to come in and choose Blue, he could go home with you the day that you chose him because he's already been fixed. So he does have a little lump on his back leg. We have had it looked at by one of the local vets. It's nothing dangerous, but probably needs to be removed, and there would be a reduced price. They would help with that surgery if you decide that you would like to take Blue home. We also have a couple little puppies that have come in. They're lab and shepherd mix. One's a male, one's female. They're black and white in color with a touch of tan. We have Pat and Bruce's. They are, we're pretty sure they're brothers, but they probably came from two different litters. But Bruce's is 5 months old and white with a white mixed breed. And Pat is about a year old black with white markings. So not sure what they are. They're very, very close. They're very tight. We would certainly love to see these two adopted together. And that does happen. It is, it's kind of remarkable, but we have had this occur, and we do have families that will say, hey, we'll take them both. So I'm sure it'll work out. Small dogs, we've got Denali, which is a very sweet little puppy. It's a terrier lab mix, black with a touch of white on her chest. Dallas is our terrier mix, brown and tan, very, very sweet little girl. We have Brit, that's a tan male. He's about 5 months old. Typical lovely puppy, just wants to be played and have lots of attention. Joey's the one that I chuckle every time I think about Joey, because he's got that wire coating. He's black, but he's got that wire coat. So he's got a beard around his chin, and then he's got this wild hair up around his ears, and he's got a little docked tail. We're not sure, but we kind of think maybe he's got some Jack Russell in him, because he's very, very active. But, oh, he's cute. That beard just sets it off. We have Augie, and Augie is a senior schnauzer mix. He's pretty rough looking, and apparently he's kind of had maybe some skin conditions along his life, and maybe they haven't been able to care for him, because we do know there's medication out there for skin allergies for dogs. He's also an older, he's one of our seniors, he's 12 years old, but he needs, you know, he needs a special person, and we believe that special person's out there. He's gray and black in color. He's blind and deaf, and he's just looking for someone to allow him to spend his last few years in comfort. So if someone would like to take on a senior dog with some medical issues, they need to come out and see Augie. Now for our cats. We've got kittens galore. I say that every time, but it's the truth. We have many, many kittens, and any color, any shape, any size. So come out and check out what we have. Dane and Flower are our tiger stripes. They're only about 3 months old. Daisy's our little gray kitten. We have Bubbles and Pebbles, male and female, same litter. They're beautiful. Their markings are gorgeous, and they're long-haired. We have Lucky. Lucky's already a neutered male. He's about 2 years old. His previous owner left him dressed for the occasion. His collar has a little bow tie on it, so he's really cute. So that's most of the kittens and cats that we have available. There's also so many that you can just come out and pick what you want. We're there every afternoon from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. And our telephone number is 620-252-6060.
So lots of animals out there, lots of great dogs, including, you know, some senior dogs that, you know, that just, yeah, they want to be loved as well, obviously. So
They do, and I'm not sure what the circumstance is that we have. I honestly believe he was found. The animal control officer found this dog and, you know, brought him to us. And, of course, he's getting very, very special treatment. So maybe someone's even looking for Augie. And, of course, Augie's the name that we put on him. But
right,
with his condition and his age, I would think someone might really be looking for him. So spread the word if you know someone that has this type of dog that has been missing. He's at the shelter. But I don't think I spoke where we were located. We're located across the street from the water waste treatment plant on the way to South Coffeyville. So, as I said, we're there every afternoon from 1 to 4. So.
All right. So
check what we have.
Yeah, get down there. Check out all the animals that they have down there. They have plenty of animals to choose from. And also, a lot of the times, the animal chooses you, and you definitely know when that happens. So yeah. We always love talking to you guys every week, talking about all the great animals in your facility.
Well, all right. You guys have a good rest of the week, and we'll be talking next week.
Definitely will. Thank you very much. Okay. That was Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends for Animals, talking about all the great animals at their facility. Let's go ahead and take a break. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.